You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's
RuPaul Drag Race.
Start your engine.
RuPaul Drag Race.
Oh, wow, y'all actually did stuff.
RuPaul Drag Race.
Start your engine.
That's a mess. That's a mess. Hello, hello, hello. Oh, wow. I started just like Ru was.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, everybody, to another after show on AfterBuzz TV for RuPaul's Drag Race Season 5. This is the last episode, RuPaul's Drag Race Reunited, where we finally find out who is America's drag super. Your hand was in
his shot.
My shot. Jackie. Yeah, your hand. Jackie.
Do it again. Do it again.
All up in my face. See,
so let's do
gooped
it to
at
them.
The pageant.
We'll do it
to them. Out her mouth. Out
Cam,
her mouth.
Gooped at the pageant.
Cam says I always, Cam has to check me because he says I always slide out of the shot on accident. So I got to be careful. And that was me making fun of myself.
Oh, bless your heart.
But then you got the collateral damage of that.
Well, I'm looking at your voice right now.
It's kind of sexy.
This is my sexy.
It's very Toni Braxton.
It's very stuck in the back of your throat.
Don't let me in on this person.
Hi, I'm Jackie Borowski.
All right, so we are going to go through this past season of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Are you and
we
tell may, everybody who you are?
Well, yeah, once I finish my intro that Jackie
I'm
messed
sorry.
Up.
Sorry. Welcome back, Tony.
Thank you. See what happens when you're gone for a while. The children.
I think we were well behaved last week.
I guess so. Well, since you mentioned it, Kenny, why don't we introduce those who are with us this evening?
Who do we have?
Starting with our lovely lady, Real
Jackie,
Fish.
Jackie Borowski, Real Fish in the house.
Get it together.
Doesn't sound like it, but it is.
It's like you smoked a whole pack of cigarettes before you came in.
I know.
And next to Jackie, we have
Cameron Marston.
And the original OG.
Water off a duck's back. Water off a duck's back.
Toilet paper on a bear's ass.
Kenny Harrison.
And of course, as always and usual, my name is Tony Moore.
Yay.
Who's in the booth today?
Steven.
Steve.
Introduce yourself. I don't get like a special introduction.
In the booth, we have
Steve.
That's not good enough.
This is the longest introduction I've ever heard.
You know why? Because when you have five different personalities trying to get their 15 seconds of fame, it's going to take forever.
Is the library open?
The library is always open.
I signed up for more than 15 seconds.
I know.
Get your life. You should be excited that you even get 15 seconds. Ooh. All right. Speaking of 15 seconds of fame, we are going to go through the RuPaul's Drag Race Reunited.
We are also going
to have some Drag Race history call in. Some previous contestants of RuPaul's Drag Race will be phoning in to give their opinions and thoughts on this season of RuPaul's Drag Race. So, with the reunion, RuPaul's Drag Race Reunited, Jackie and I had the pleasure of being there. Jackie didn't last as long.
I did not.
I lasted the entire time.
It was a long ass taping, and I got to get myself to bed.
It was the taping didn't end till 1 a.m.
So spill the tea then. So did they film three different endings?
They did.
Yes.
They filmed three different endings, and that's because you know people can't hold water. If they had gone ahead and crowned the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race, it would have been out well before Monday.
But don't you feel cheated though a little bit?
I don't feel cheated.
I do.
I don't but actually I will say this. When I was Team Roxy all the way, and
I would high five you.
Yes,
and
Team I'm
Jinx.
And I'm gonna get to some stuff in a second.
Okay,
but sitting there, and which each crowning, when Jinx was crowned, It was a totally different feel from the audience. And I was like, and I looked at my friend and I was like, they're going to give it to Jinx. This was my theory. And I hate that I wasn't here because I couldn't give my theory. This was my theory. After watching the very last
episode,
I said to myself, they set this up for Jinx to win.
Oh, totally.
And as I thought about the past, how we were always saying, it's another acting challenge. There have been a lot of acting challenges. And I feel like Jinx had a great platform to excel, and especially towards the end when...
I just want to say he said especially.
Especially.
Have to point out, it just grates on me. But go ahead.
Especially. Towards
That's
the
your 15
end,
seconds right there.
Yeah! Get your life.
Go ahead, Tony.
Towards the end, I really felt like they made Roxy to be very bullyish, very like... They literally made her, I feel like, look bad. Did she say those things? Yes. But I feel like with the editing and everything, they made it look a lot worse. It just reminded me of Fifi versus Sharon. How it Fifi was very, like, bitchy. And it looked like Sharon, she had, like, you know, she came back for Fifi, but it almost like Sharon was, like, the victim, the underdog. And then in the end, when Jinx won, it just kind of put me in that frame of mind.
I want to comment on that.
It was not as bad as Fifi versus Sharon.
Well, it wasn't as bad, but it's very
on,
similar.
Because do I think Jinx was deserving? Definitely. Was I a fan of her?
She was. No. I'm not going to take that away from her, but I was
the
team
difference
Roxy.
The difference between Fifi and Roxy is, for me, Roxy had the skill in the drag, I guess, skill set to back it up, whereas Fifi was, for me, constantly lacking. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to talk all that shit, sorry, too late, last episode, talk all that shit, you gotta have something to back it up.
Right.
So, did Roxy come off as a bully? Definitely. Is she bullied? Probably. She probably is. It's a competition. I'm okay with it. But Jinx is still deserving. I get it. But there was something to say about the editing of this season.
Roxy apologized, though, backstage.
She did. Here's the thing. If you don't give them something to edit, then they don't have anything to edit. Like, if you're not a bitch the entire time, they don't have that to edit. You know what I mean? So, if you put it out there, you better be, you know, ready to accept the consequences.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to pull a Willem. I need a tissue.
Oh, is that what Willem did when he was here?
Well, okay.
Right.
So that was her 15 seconds.
And she's done.
So here's the question. In what order did they go as far as crowning, to pretend crowning? Who went first? Who went second?
It was Alaska, Jinx.
So they
Roxy.
Went alphabetically.
Yeah, the way they were sitting is how they went. And
oh, welcome back.
And my other theory was this. I was Team Roxy, and I knew they weren't going to give it to Roxy based on how they played her up as like the bully, the mean one. Audience wise, they were not feeling Roxy anymore. I felt like it was between Jinx and Alaska because everyone loved Jinx. And everyone started falling in love with Jinx, especially after Little Edie. Mm-hmm. Everyone fell in love with Jinx then. They were either going to give it to her based on audience, crowd, feeling, moment, that. Or they were going to give it to Alaska because she possesses some of the same qualities as Jinx, but they would absolutely be in love with the thought of having a drag royal couple.
Yes.
So I
Which
felt
Rue
like it was going
to
go.
In yeah, the lunch.
I felt like it was going to go either way, and I would have been happy with any three. I was Team Roxy just because Roxy to me is very polished, and
I still don't think though that the acting challenges were necessarily a setup, because I think Roxy, I mean, Roxy did well in the earlier acting challenges when she was Tossia Salad and Tamar Braxton. It's like she can do that. She just had decided in her head to have a mental block at that point.
But let's get it. Like, I think there's a difference between the acting challenges versus like them impersonating people. Like,
right?
Okay. Tammy's calling in.
Tammy is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
You are on the line.
Is this Tammy Brown with an IE?
That's correct, Tammy Brown with an IE. Good afternoon or good evening, should I say.
Well, welcome, Tammy Brown, to AfterBuzz TV for the RuPaul's Drag Race After Show. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for letting me have this time.
No problem. So, what
proper.
Were
very, I love you, it.
I absolutely love Tammy Brown. I always enjoy her, especially when she performs at Mickey's. Absolutely love her. What are your thoughts, Tammy, on this past season of Drag Race?
I think it's really cool that I like Jinx Monsoon. That's what I think. I do like that Jinx Monsoon, and I like Alaska Thunder Funk, and I like Detox a lot. And I've known Alaska for a long time, even when she had B.O. She used to be a real granola at drag queen, like with unshaven legs and all this different stuff and real ratty wigs and all this.
She still
but
has
she changed that around, which is good. Everybody has to evolve, right?
That's very true. What was your... go ahead.
Sorry.
Oh, did you have any favorite moments from this season?
There's so many, I don't really know.
What were your top three?
Well, I like the being able to go to the reunion show and see everybody and have everybody talk and then them going over everything. And I was happy to see, I liked how a lot of the girls were real ladies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought that was really amazing. I liked to see Lady Bunny on there. I thought that was really swell in the reunion show the other day. That was Monday night, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was swell. That's about it. I mean, sometimes I don't like to see people go when they go either.
Yeah. Who did you hate to see go this past season?
I hated to see the first one go, the first lady that went home.
Penetration?
Yeah.
I think it's just hard for any girl to go through all of that and then be the first one sent home.
Queen, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a pain in the butt. And I do kind of understand how, like, Rue let two people go home at once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that elimination, we all saw that, the reason why.
And poor thing, some people are just boring. I mean, I guess it's kind of hard, you know, to be living all the time.
Sorry about it.
How do you think?
Some people are just boring. I mean, you know.
Right. Sometimes you can't help just being a bore.
Even some of the queens that have won the show are kind of boring when they do interviews. It's like, yep, nope, yep.
Did you just say BB?
No, she said boring.
Not BB Sinhar Binet Rene Olay, the queen. Oh, no, not her.
So, Tammy, how do you think this season compared to other seasons? RuPaul said that this was the best season in drag herstory. How do you think this season compared to the others?
The best season? Oh, you can't say that. I mean, look at all the there's so many other highlights from the. I don't think you can fairly say that it's the best season.
Well, I didn't say it. RuPaul did.
You know,
I think she was talking about ratings.
Ratings-wise?
Probably.
Okay.
Really? Rumor on the streets was that ratings wasn't so high and that everybody was bored.
That is the rumor I heard as well. Tammy,
no tea, no shade, girlfriend. But Tammy, that's what I hear on the streets.
Do you feel that this season there was an excess of acting challenges, per se?
I don't know. I think that's a good thing, though, because it puts the girls to, you know, work a little harder, don't you think, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Don't you have to act to be a drag queen?
Yeah,
I think you should be able to act, and I think I did like how there was a lot more character queens this time, because I think, like, for example, my season, I was the only one that's kind of a character queen, but Chanel, I was looking around, I mean, everybody does have their own unique style and reality. I was really kind of looking at the other night and kind of amazed. I was like, oh, well, Chanel really does have it going on, but it's nice to see, like, Monsoon, you know, she's more of a character, and Alaska's more of a character, and even Ivy Winters is more of a character.
Mm.
You know what I mean? What do y'all think about that?
Yeah,
no, I do.
I agree.
I would see her as a character. I tend to like the character queens, and Ivy was an early favorite of mine.
Yeah.
That's sorry about that.
Uh-oh.
That's what I like myself, because I grew up like liking the New York queens, like Lady Bunny, and even RuPaul, and Coco Peru, and all these other people, Lipsinka, and Barbara Jean Merman, who are still performing to these days, but they were more character-y.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that.
No problem. So which season, not which season, which challenge do you think you would have done well in this this season?
I think I would have liked to have done the one in the water at the beginning. That's so cool.
That's my favorite challenge. I think I would have rocked it.
Rock that water, huh?
Mm.
And I would have liked to have done the game, you know, the snatch game.
That's right, because season one, there was no snatch game.
No, there wasn't. And then came season two. And then when we had All Stars, it was a different situation, too, altogether.
Yeah. Oh. Well,
go ahead. Can I ask a question? Did you like the format during All Stars where you had to pair up?
You know, it didn't bother me. I was happy to be the one, you know, to pick Nina and us picking each other. I thought it was really cool because instead of being like the ones left out, the underdogs, which I think I was given a lot of underdogs before All Stars, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they wouldn't always eliminate me, though, second time. Give me a break.
Tammy Brown, right. You are still a drag superstar, whether you have the crown or not.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome, welcome.
And I feel that way.
Of course, you should. So update us. Let us know what's going on with you. What do you have going on now? What are you working on? What new songs are coming? I know you have to have a song coming out or just release.
I have 4 songs, actually, mm-hmm. that are... I'm working on the album Hot Skunks Nonstop. Like, I have one actually called Walking Children in Nature, then Rain or Shine, and then I have 2 more in Spanish, La Telaraña, and then Amigos Son Héroes. La Telaraña means spider web, and then Amigos Son Héroes means friends or heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I'm working with J.D. Gurnan. Mm-hmm. He's the director of the movie Spork, and I'm also working with Barbeau from Dirty Sanchez, and they... remade my song Whatever, mm-hmm. and then JB wanted to remake the video, so we're remaking the video, and we're going to be shooting that soon.
Nice. Now, where... go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Where?
And then once a month at Foo Bar, we're having a show there. Kelly Mantles and myself and Michael Caddy, and then a band. We've created a band called the Rolls Royces.
Oh,
I like that. I like that name.
Uh-huh.
Look at that. Now, that's fancy.
So Foo Bar is in West Hollywood in Los Angeles.
Yes.
For all those... people out there.
So if you are ever in the West Hollywood area, please stop by Foo Bar and see the one and only Tammy Brown with an IE from Long Beach.
Correct.
Oof.
Correct. But I'm not the Queen of Long Beach. The Queen of Long Beach. Oh, my phone. The Queen of Long Beach is none other than Miss Jules.
That's right. Jules of Long Beach. That is the Queen Bee.
Long Beach.
She is the Queen Bee. Well, Tammy, thank you so much for calling in, and we wish you well on all of your upcoming projects and much success to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye,
we'll
Tammy.
Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Miss Tammy Brown. I always say that if Logo gave Tammy Brown and Yara Sophia their own show, I would watch it religiously.
I think there are a lot of
queens. Would
you
watch it if it included Alyssa Edwards?
No. As long as she pointed where she was walking.
I think Logo has a lot of different options as far as like the...
They could make drag queen shows.
And they would be successful.
Yeah.
I think. I'd watch them.
I would too.
All right.
I'd watch the crap out of them.
I had a question before Tammy... I forgot. Never mind.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Side note. So
see, I was trying to wrap up the interviews quick because everyone was like, you let them go too long.
No.
So I was trying to, because we have so many calling in.
I know. So, you know that this is the beginning. Me. You know that song? Because I'm toned up. This is the beginning. So, I didn't realize.
We got Fifi on the line.
Oh.
Never mind.
Just kidding. I'll sing it again later in my cracked out voice.
Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. You are on the RuPaul's Drag Race After Show. Hello, Miss Fifi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Deep voice.
I can't complain.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
So, what did you think of this season of Drag Race? What were your thoughts?
I didn't watch it. I thought it was boring. No, I'm just kidding. No. I'm kidding. No, I watched it. I liked it. It was completely different than my season. And I'm actually happy with the outcome. I'm happy for Jinx.
Were you Team Jinx?
I didn't really care who won because I wasn't going to get any money to begin with. I was really happy that Jinx won, but I was kind of pulling for Team Alaska.
Yeah?
Hmm.
Yeah. I just think like she's, and I've gotten to work with her many times. I haven't been able to work with Jinx yet. But I just think Alaska is such a sweet and genuine person that what they showed on TV is exactly how she is. And I think she was deserving of it.
Yeah. I love Alaska's voice. I don't know why.
My question is, has she always spoken like that? Because after a while, it's something, girl, you're not in Pittsburgh College anymore.
Ever since I've talked to her, she's always kind of the same. I don't know.
She's keeping it real.
So, when did you first work with Alaska? Because there's another question coming up.
Oh, gosh, when was the first time? Probably the very, 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 not this past cruise, but the cruise prior to that.
Okay. Mm. And did you know them? Did you know Sharon prior to your season?
Oh no, most definitely not.
Okay. Just checking.
You were fishing for tea, Kenny. Fishing for tea.
Hey, we gotta ask.
I didn't know Sharon at all, and I think that's why we butt heads so much.
Right.
But you get along now, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, I get along with everybody in this show, which is fun. But people still think like like we hate each other. I'm like, oh God,
girl,
no.
We know virtual people are virtually crazy.
Thank you. And what's funny is there's sometimes Sharon and I will be texting or whatever, and we'll get the idea to start up like a Twitter mm-hmm. fight or something just to get like the kids talking. And it's funny because they really do eat up all this stuff, and they just think like we're gonna kill each other when we see us or see each other. God.
Fifi, what did you think of Roxy and how she sort of became the bitch and bully of this season? Because you were kind of put in that same position during your season.
Oh, I wasn't kind of. I was.
real.
I don't know. Like, at first I was upset because she took my title. But I don't know. Sometimes I felt like she was judging Jinx a little too hard. And And you would think, like, after watching my season, the bitch doesn't win. So, I mean, why would you want to play that role to begin with? So, it's just, let her do her own style of drag. I've known Roxy for a while now, and even way prior to the show, even before I was even on. And so, I can understand how she views drag and stuff, because that was the same way I viewed it, too. And I think what's good about the show is it opened their eyes to see other styles.
Yeah. So catch us up on you. What have you been up to? What has been going on with you? I know that you're singing now, or you have been singing, but you're doing more now.
Yeah, I have my single Bitchy coming out. we keep having to postpone it. I know Bitchy title appropriately a title,
right? So fitting.
But it's well, the song talks about it. I wanted more of like an anthem. Not I wanted something like everybody's been told that they can do something or that they've been called every name in the book, and that song basically says you can call me whatever you want, but I'm going to get where I am because basically, you know, you work hard for it in this set, and you're not going to let anybody take it away.
Right.
But I've been shooting my music video, but I'm still lucky enough to keep, like, touring the states and everything, so it's really hard to get time away to finish recording my video. So I don't know how Willow does it and pops a new one out every week because I can barely find time to do it in my schedule.
Right. Speaking of no, I'm just kidding.
Speaking of what?
Speaking of what?
No, I'm just
kidding. You gotta say it now.
Yeah. How's your relationship with Willow now? I'm just curious.
Oh no, we're fine, the same thing. We talk we don't call each other up every day and talk, but when we see each other and everything, it's good, and it's just like laughing and having a good time. You know, for me, I didn't get Willem's personality when I was on the show.
Yeah.
And I think that was one of the hard things to get used to. But now it's just like, ah, that's Willem. And he's fucking funny. And he's really quick. Yes. And I find myself at home watching his YouTube things all the time.
Oh, the Willem beatdown. Like, yeah.
Beatdown.
Willem? Yeah, those beatdowns are amazing. I got my boyfriend watching them too, so I think they're hysterical.
But I can understand you, because if I had to live in Willem's bubble, I would probably shoot myself. He's entertaining. He's definitely entertaining. To live with that and be around that all the time, at some point, like, bitch, shut the fuck up.
it was a lot, but now it's like, you know, maybe that's why we get along, because we don't see each other so often. So now it's like, oh, hey, girl, you're still up to the same thing. I'm just kidding.
Awesome. Well, where can we find you? You love when people rip people.
Cam loves
when someone rips on someone else. Look at him. He's all red.
Tell him. You just made his day.
Bitch, own that shit. I love it.
I didn't like the drama this season either. I felt like it was too
played out.
See, that's what we felt. We felt the whole Coco Alyssa thing was like a push.
Yeah. That was played out way.
It felt like they wanted
long.
Another Sharon and Fifi fighter. You know, Fifi and Willem fighter or Fifi and everybody looking fight, but it didn't seem real and authentic. That's what I just
They were looking for America's gag reflex.
Right. Well, by the way, Detox looked amazing on the reunion.
Oh my gosh.
We didn't talk about it yet. Wait.
Didn't she? She did look amazing.
She stole the show. I'm
everybody.
Sorry.
The winner she's of the RuPaul's best. Drag Race Reunited. Detox.
For sure.
Yeah.
Put it on her.
Let them have it.
Crown her. Sorry she's the queen bee. All right, Fifi, before we let you go, let us know where we can find you, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, website.
What platforms?
Well, I have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that, Tumblr, all that social media stuff, and it's all under Fifi O'Hara, so you can find it really easily.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Fifi, for taking the time to call in, and just like I said to Tammy, we wish you all the success in the world, and hopefully you will be in L.A., and we can have you at Mickey's.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm already planning on working something out with Morgan, so I might be there for a week.
There you go.
I will see you guys then.
All right.
Thank you for having
thank
me.
Thank you. No problem. Bye. Thanks, Fifi. All right, so back to the reunion.
Back to me talking about what I was trying to talk about.
Oh, well,
about.
Go ahead and talk so about what you want to talk about.
So the song, the This Is the Beginning song. I know, okay, so we've been watching this show for a long time, and I didn't realize that that's the song that plays at the end of every episode. And I realized it when I was watching the episode again last night. I didn't even realize it when I was sitting there for the reunion show. It wasn't until last night that I was like, I've heard this song before. And it's like, and I was like, you've heard the song before because you saw it at the reunion, you've seen the music video, blah, blah. And I was like, nope. You heard it because it's played after every episode.
You do.
And that's what is played after every episode of every season.
Yeah, the song that plays.
It's always a different song.
It's a different song, but it's the same song throughout the entire season, and then they do a video.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I just realized that now, even though I've been watching this for hell long.
Jackie.
Now.
You know, we have a saying in the South for you. Bless your heart. And that can mean a lot of things.
Speaking
we
have of a which, saying, she's happy.
I know.
Tony and I.
It was like, it just dawned on me.
We never talked about
like
that the last time.
Bolt.
What?
We're from the same city.
We are from the
you
exact
are.
Same city. Yeah. And we never
Vanilli.
Talked about it.
Don't feed into that.
You know what, Cam? Get your life. So, what was...
He doesn't
what,
have a life.
Okay. Sisters.
What were y'all...
We're on time.
So was I.
On time.
I was on time, too. So what were your thoughts on the girls at the reunion? I saw a lot of girls who have definitely grown since we last seen them.
Oh, yeah.
He just calls me fat.
But question.
Grown.
Do you think they dressed themselves for this, or do you think they had stylists?
No, I think they had stylists.
And makeup people.
No, I think some of them dressed themselves. Or they may have gotten someone to maybe pull something for them or whatever. But yeah,
are we talking about?
I don't think everyone had stylists. I think
it's a balance because we're talking about the queens in the audience and the queens
that's
that are
what
on
I was
the stage,
add,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm talking about the queen this season's cast.
Oh. Both I think might have like some on their own, some stylists. Like
right.
Some people like Willem. I'm pretty sure Willem dresses himself.
Coco
that's
should
clear.
Fire her stylist then.
Coco.
Well, can we talk about the best styles and the worst?
Of course.
Okay.
We all love Detox.
Yeah, oh my god.
Detox was
amazing. In person it looked that good too.
Yeah, it did.
Which is what was killing me. It's like she looked flawless and I was trying to figure out, I was like, are her legs painted? Is she wearing tights? Like I was staring at
her. Oh my god, me too.
I
was thinking the same thing. I was like, "Ooh, she even found gray stockings."
Okay, so
I found stockings.
Do you think that someone styled her just for this reunion?
I think she said someone did.
Someone did provide the dress or something.
Because for me, there's a difference. I think there's a difference if this was her look and she came up on her own, then she definitely was like.
She obviously did her own makeup and stuff.
But she has influence over all. That's like Detox. If you looked at the season, her choosing her looks for the season, that's still a very Detox, like avant-garde look. So whether or not she actually like. Picked
no,
out the specific dress or whatever. I'm sure it was her idea, but that
she probably had help.
She probably
that's
had
what
help.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think about it till the judges made constant reference to the fact that she knows how to pick style, but she doesn't necessarily know how to create her own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I thought about, okay, because I didn't know about the whole accident thing. I'm thinking maybe she got a huge settlement and she's been able to live that lavish lifestyle. So she probably hired a stylist to complete the idea that she had in her head because that was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was very happy to see Serena Chacha.
She looked great.
She looked amazing.
She looked great.
In person.
From the time we saw her, when we were first introduced to Lil Miss Cha-Cha to now, she looks really good.
She gets most improved.
A lot of time has changed since then, too. So.
Well, yeah.
She gets most improved.
She does.
Yeah.
Now, you know, looking at the whole cast when we were there, and I saw Penny Tration, I thought to myself, I see why you went home first.
Mm-hmm.
because everyone else had these... I don't know. I felt like, you know, we got this very glamour side of Penny Tration, and then we got this very kooky side during Reunited. And I was just like, I kind of see why you might have went home first.
It was I just felt it was a very confused look, and I'm not sure what was happening with the makeup. It looked like Scary Clown Face.
She looked like a walking balloon.
It looked like Scary Clown Face. the gay beaner, and I guess I don't mean to call him out on this, but he said that it looked like she had a dress and then she cut the bottom of the dress. It did look like that when you saw like how
Wait,
when you
who?
Looked close.
Penetration?
Penetration.
She had a dress on?
No,
I think that was like a.
He said it looks like sheer? She cut off like the bottom of a dress and then tucked it into her underpants.
Jose, you get it.
I don't want him to be mad at me, but that is what he said.
I did like Honey Mahogany's dress.
I hated that.
That hair was crazy.
That hair was way too much. It was way too much.
I feel she still lacks personality, too.
Yeah. But that dress is beautiful.
The underdress was sickening.
Yeah.
Well, the caftan
it was supposed to be a joke. Like, sure. I have the caftan.
But the underdress.
That was a kimono.
Her body was sick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was more of a kimono.
But the dress looked good. But once the dress reveal happened, my first thought was, wrong hair.
Yeah.
Always the wrong hair. She wears the same wig every time.
I was like, that was huge. Wrong hair.
But her body was sick.
It was. She's tiny.
Yeah, she is tiny.
But you didn't know that during the season because she never showed it.
You got a good body. You don't need to wear a paper bag.
She didn't know.
And I'm sorry, but... Ooh,
what was the style? What's fairy? What is that? Fairy drag.
Fairy drag.
She mentioned that.
Probably pixie-ish.
Well, she said they have all kinds of styles, and fairy drag was one of them. And I was like, what the hell is fairy?
Oh, yeah. She mentioned that that's what they do in San Francisco. Yeah.
Yeah, but what is fairy drag? I don't know.
Like Lord of the Rings?
And bearded ladies.
I know what a bearded lady is.
I don't know what fairy drag is. I don't live in San
Probably
Francisco.
Probably dusted with glitter.
If you do, let us know.
Overtly, like, whatever.
I'm not really that important.
My second favorite look?
Linaysia. Sparks.
Oh, she was
that
gorgeous.
Was mine.
She looked amazing.
But I'm sorry.
She looked amazing.
Raja, when you call in, you're gonna get props.
Guys, we have Raja on the line right now.
Hello, Raja.
Noisy there.
It is. We're having a party.
We were just saying how gorgeous your outfit was at the reunion, or Cam was just saying it.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I'm trying to go online right now to see what this is all about, and then I went on to AfterBuzz and forgot the TV, and apparently AfterBuzz.com is some,
terrible search engine?
It's like a bug extermination thing.
So I was like,
wait, what?
That's about it.
So, anyway, we kill bugs in our spare time.
How are you guys? Yes,
we're good. How are you?
I'm so good.
Good, yeah.
I'm just at home doing home things.
Oh, you're so domestic, I'm pretty sure.
Well, domestic meaning like trying to find my way through my hoarded apartment here, so...
But Raja,
everything's in piles.
You're always so innovative and creative when you come to the reunions. Like your look this year was
amazing.
Amazing.
Wait, am I on right now?
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, okay. So I should watch what I say a little bit.
No. You don't have to at all.
Oh, no, don't. Okay. No. I see you guys. Look how cute you are.
Well, there's a...
Oh, but now there's a delay. Let me turn it down.
It's a 5-second delay.
Yeah. If it wasn't for detox,
you would
have had my vote.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Tony. I appreciate that. I try to put a lot of thought into the things that I wear. It's probably the best thing that I do is the things that I wear. Not much of a lip syncer. I mean, I certainly couldn't do a death drop or what are those called?
That's
a blam. A shablam. I could never do one of those. But I pride myself on the things I wear.
Yes, as you should. I always like what you do and your looks and stuff. I always appreciate that.
Thank you. And you know what? I look best also without clothes on. So, as you know, Tony.
Oh, yeah.
So, Raja, what did you think of this season of Drag Race?
Well, you know, I'm pretty mixed, I guess, as much as anybody else is. I thought it was a very interesting season, I'd say. From what I hear from other viewers, I've heard that people were not as interested in this season, which I doubt because of the popularity and the response of Jinx winning and stuff has been pretty tremendous from what I see.
Mm-hmm.
But I got really tired of the Coco and Alyssa thing, although I adore them both and I am completely team Alyssa. I love that bitch with all of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that got a little tiring for me. I was like, okay, enough of this. Are these people not interesting enough that they have to continue, like, you know, just beating this dead horse of this pageant feud?
They beat it beyond death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but no, I thought the representation of all the different types of drag in America was very great. I mean, I've been able to travel with this whole process in the last 2 years of being able to go around the country and actually really learning, you know, being a jaded old West Hollywood, you know, fixture, a brick in the building. I just, you know, I've been learning, and I'm learning so much about the pageant system and getting to meet a lot of the girls on the road, like Alyssa and Roxy, and all of them has been a great learning experience for me, because I didn't know nothing about that, you know, mm-hmm. nothing.
Yeah.
I just knew that pageants existed and people were very into it, and I actually made a judgment on it based on nothing. I didn't know anything about it. I always thought it would be kind of a cheesy scene, or one that's very, what's the word? You know, just kind of like, I just thought it was I thought it was beneath me, to be honest. I didn't know anything about it. And now I am totally, I stand corrected, because this is it's a very big scene in the U.S. and it's a very important one, and it's been around for a very, very long time, and people take a lot of pride in it. Mm-hmm. And I was glad to see that represented fully, you know, people who are actual competitors in this world. And so I thought it was great. I love Roxy Andrews a lot. I'm very much team Roxy in her mm-hmm. life. I think she's fantastic. I think she has a great attention to detail. I think mm-hmm. people were a little hard on her.
Yeah.
Because I don't think people really understand what it's like to be there. And Roxy don't drink.
Yeah.
Whereas the other ones were probably drunk the entire time. So, you know, I can see how she might have needed to let go of some stress here and there. But yeah. I don't know. I think she made a few mistakes in the way she played the game. I don't think she should have expressed a lot of it. As most of the girls who were in my season know, I threw all of my tantrums behind the scenes. You never see me throw anything across the room on camera.
Right.
You have to do that when the cameras leave. So that was her mistake.
So what has life been like for you since being crowned America's Drag Superstar? Is that a hard title to like carry around and have? Like, do you feel like you're suddenly held to this very high expectation?
It is hard, you know, especially after Sharon Needle. God damn, I thought I was doing it all right. But it has been hard. But you know what? I think that everyone has their own past, and you know, and there's a lot of moments for me where I shoulda, woulda, coulda, because I'm not really aware of being a big self promoter and a big business person. I'm an artist, and you know, and it was my mistake to not, you know, I mean, I could have worked it a little harder, is what I'm saying. You know? And you do have to. You get that moment, and it's really up to you. You know, people ask me all the time, they're like, so can you, if there's an alcohol promotion at our club, are we allowed to? Are you under a contract with Absolut? And I said, absolutely not. Because, you know, Absolut, our time with them is only for about 10 venues. It's like it's a tour that only lasts throughout the summer during the gay pride season.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, outside of that, you know, it's pretty difficult, because I'm always trying to continue, you know, to perpetuate this popularity, and, mm-hmm. you know, and it's difficult, because now there's so many of us, and the group is only growing. There's how many queens now in total? There's so many. And, you know, and to keep yourself, you know, separate and apart, and keep, you know, your viewers interested in what you do is very challenging. But you know what? I'm up for a challenge. I asked for this. Mm-hmm. all of my life. So now that it's here, it's up to me to kind of, you know, to be authentic and to be the artist that I am.
Yeah.
I can't be nobody else but me. So that's just the reality that I had to come with. I couldn't compare myself to anyone anymore. You know, obviously I've been given a terrific opportunity. I can just do with it what I know best to do. So.
Yeah. What advice would you give to the newly crowned drag superstar, Miss Jinx Monsoon, about what's about to happen with her and what she's in store for?
Well, she's going to have a lot of star fuckers, and those are awesome, because it's a terrific opportunity to be an absolute whore while you're on the road and drink all the alcohol that's given to you. No, I'm totally kidding. I mean, there are some truths to it, but no, I don't mean that all the way. I think she should just really have a good time. I think it's a really, really fun and exciting year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I looked at my year with great, great fondness to go back to, I lived in New York City once upon a time for 2 years, and I didn't really do any drag, because there just wasn't really that big of a scene there for me, you know, and I was trying to focus more on my career as a makeup artist. But returning to New York City after my win and seeing a line going around, you know, a New York City block to come see you, It's just amazing. It's amazing. Your heart is constantly racing. It's a great time for you to really focus and find some introspection and really figure out, like, I don't know. It was that way for me anyway. I really did a lot of thinking and soul searching and made mistakes and had a great time. And I just think you should just ride the wave. You know, it's amazing. It's an amazing moment. And we're all lucky to get to experience it. All of us, anyone who's involved in it, I think.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, Raja, where can we find you, locate you? Facebook, Instagram, Twitter?
What's going on?
What's going on with you? Update us on all things Raja.
It's Facebook, Raja Official. And Twitter, it's under my real name, @SutanAmol. And my Twitter is pretty much linked up to everything. So, because, again, I'm lazy. So I can't do all that. I don't even know how to type. I got to use two fingers.
And what's coming up for you? Anything? Like, do you have any new music coming out? Because I know you had one song and video that came out. Do you have anything else coming out?
I have two singles out right now. Diamond Crown Queen and Sublime, which has been really fun because I, you know, with this process now, I get to experiment with a ton of stuff, including music.
Mm-hmm.
I love it so much. I never really considered myself a vocalist by any means, but thank God for Melodyne and Auto-Tune and great producers out there who make me sound really good. I got two new songs coming out. May 20th, I'm hoping to have Zuby Zuby out, which is Zuby Zuby, and it's sort of a rock disco Bollywood theme song. And I've always been really fascinated with India and Indian iconography, especially religious, hence the blue face on the reunion.
Yeah.
So I've always been fascinated with it, so I'm re-exploring that. And then I have another song I'm hoping will come out by my birthday called #Oh Yeah.
Oh Yeah. I'm excited about that one.
That's awesome.
Yeah, #Oh Yeah. And the video we've already started working on. It's in the editing process, but it features all of my drag daughters and all of their uniqueness and amazingness. So it's gonna be
that
fun.
Totally I'm just doing me.
So if anybody likes the music, then they do. If they don't, then they can suck my dick.
Well, Raja, you are awesome. Thank you so much for calling in. And, of course, I will see you. Did anyone else have? Because I feel like I'm just, like, rushing people off. Did anyone else have anything to say?
We love you, Raja.
Yeah, we love you.
Sorry.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
you guys.
Raja.
Have a fun time.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Raja.
And I'll see you guys around.
All right.
Awesome.
All right.
Bye, Raja.
Speaking of
y'all
outfits,
gotta jump in now.
Speaking of outfits that didn't work, Alyssa looked like an exploded tampon.
Yeah.
What's a tampon?
Oh, get your leg.
Girl.
Ask Jackie about it. She'll tell you about it. Exploding tampon.
Text me. Tweet me.
Tweet it.
Tweet it.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. But yeah, that's it for the looks for me. I'm done with looks.
You're done with looks.
Even I have a question.
Coco's makeup was good, even though her dress looked like something from Charlie's
Chocolate
Factory.
I've got a question for the two of you. Why did it take 7 hours to tape the reunion? What were they doing multiple takes of?
Well, there were no multiple takes,
so they shot it all at one.
They shot it all in like kind of one fell swoop.
They had sound problems though.
Yeah, but nothing during the actual filming halted anything.
No,
it was actually getting there, getting us in, you know, all the pre-stuff that they had to do, and they were delayed for a couple of hours. They were actually behind schedule from what I heard. And by the time we got in there and they started taping, that then took a while. So, but once we got in, you know, they were going through it rather
they
quickly.
Had, it was nothing, nobody on stage. Like, they had rehearsed clearly very well.
That was my other thing. It seemed too rehearsed, especially the interviews. For me.
I don't think the responses were rehearsed. Maybe they knew what questions were going to be asked.
Yeah,
but
I think they did.
But, yeah.
But it seemed like there were sound problems, because sometimes they had to stop and redo sound things.
Yeah.
I could have done without LaToya Jackson.
But we
so
all
who
know.
Was that?
Now we know what the Ivy Winters
thing is. Edgar Winters!
I didn't get it.
Well,
I didn't get the peanut butter thing either.
Okay.
I don't think there was anything that needed to be gotten.
So,
there were just hot people everywhere.
Tidbit, word on the street.
Everywhere.
Is that I feel like they needed a way to include the Andrew Christian boys.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was, it was kind of like a, why don't we do this? And it was like a, okay. And so, because it didn't make any sense to me either. Because all of a sudden, RuPaul was just like, after she finished with detox, mm-hmm. you know, I've never said this, you know, bring the camera closer, due to the fact that her thighs spread just like, and then all of a sudden they came running out and things were jiggling and flopping and all that kind of stuff. And I was just like, I like the song, but
it didn't need to make sense to me. I was sitting like near enough that I could see a lot of things jiggling, and I was just like, I don't care. I just don't care. It's like seeing unicorns. You're like, yay!
Ooh, speaking of unicorns,
a couple of guys did clap booty though. It was kind of cute, a little bit.
I had to watch it twice to get that Jay Jolie had a unicorn
thing right here
on her. Yeah.
I will say that Rue cussed a lot.
She does cuss a lot. Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked Alaska's dress.
Her P.K. Yes. Herman dress? Yeah. Yes.
I picked Detox, Raja, and then I actually picked Alaska before I picked Lanesha, only because Lanesha rubs me the wrong way.
I liked what she looked like, though.
Lanesha?
Yeah.
I did, too.
Yeah.
I liked her look, even though she got stuck in the very beginning.
She looked like one of those velociraptors.
And actually thought she was funny in her little bit. I thought she was funny. The whole Diana Ross thing. I thought that was funny.
And yeah. I did like the drag herstory when they went through,
you know,
educating the young
about Judy Garland, Barbara Streisand, mm-hmm. Tinta Turner.
Yeah.
And in case you forget anything, share. I thought that was funny.
Oh, I will. Wait, one more outfit. I didn't like
Roxy's.
Your girl. Chad Michaels' outfit was tacky.
See, here's the thing, though. When you saw Chad in person, it was beautiful.
Right.
I don't know why, because I was watching it last night, and I was like, this didn't really read on screen, because I saw him in person, and I was like, this is gorgeous.
It reminded me of very Pageant. And like, Roxy,
I didn't like
her top was okay, but what was she doing on the bottom? That was horrible.
Wait, the shorts?
The last one, her silver.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all. There was something at the bottom?
She was wearing pot shorts. The top was okay, but I was like, she should have wore something on the bottom.
So, thanks, Steven, for making sure we wrap up.
But Jinx looked janky. I'm sorry, I didn't like her outfit.
I loved Jinx's outfit and her shoes. Loved her shoes. Yeah.
So, before we wrap up, favorite moment of this past season? Cam. Oh, Jackie.
Oh my gosh, that's too much.
Well, I think mine was when Rue clocked Coco for if the queen didn't if she couldn't fulfill her title, then Coco Montrese would gladly step in.
I like that too.
I personally liked all the hashtags this season.
Yes, I
see that walk. Beth, Bad, and Beyonce.
No, you better don't. That's my favorite eloquent. Hashtag right there.
You know, where my people's at. Okay, my favorite moment was when they were doing the roast of Rue. And then last week we got to see more of the jokes. Mm. I loved it.
Yeah.
That was probably one of my favorite moments.
And Cam? Anything?
No, you better don't.
No. Well, that is all the time that we have for our lovely RuPaul's Drag Race Season 5 after show. Thank you guys so much. I know, but Steven wants to wrap us up. You see, he's playing the music underneath. Right? Thank you guys for tuning in each and every week for this past season. Hopefully, we will be back for season 6. Special thanks to Raja, Tammy Brown, and Fifi O'Hara for calling in. And also, make sure you comment below. Let us know what your favorite moments were from this past season and from RuPaul's Drag Race Reunited. Before we sign off, Jackie, will you let us know where they can find you?
At 123 Jackie _B.
At Tamakava 777.
At the bookstore.
No!
Ooh! That's a shout out to Izzy.
In South Carolina.
In South Carolina. At KAYSEEH 25.
And you can find me at Lounging with Tony on all platforms.
Including Grindr.
You can't find me there.
Scruff.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.